mass murder in the sky, the bombing of Flight 629, historical true crime short by R. Barry Flowers. Narrated by Doug Poling. As a literary criminologist for more than 30 years, I have studied and written about many of the most infamous crimes and criminals in U.S. history. One that has always remained with me is a pre-9/11 era bombing of an airliner in flight over Denver, killing all aboard. Though this is stunning and tragic enough, the circumstances and motivation of the mass murderer are even more shocking. In this true crime short, I revisit this frightening case of mass murder in the sky as part of our dark history and a forerunner to similar acts of terrorism in modern times. Jack Gilbert Graham has a unique place in American aviation history. He was not a pilot, nor was he a passenger on that fateful day in the fall of 1955. Graham's impact was that of a mass murderer. He planted a dynamite bomb in luggage belonging to his mother, who was taking a flight from Denver, Colorado, to Portland, Oregon, with her ultimate destination being Alaska to visit her daughter. Graham's mother never made it to her destination, nor did the other passengers and crew. The plane exploded shortly after takeoff, killing all 44 aboard instantly. And so began one of our nation's most shocking acts of terrorism. Jack Graham's motivation was apparently to collect insurance on his mother's death, though some believe it was a difficult relationship between Graham and his mother that led to the tragedy. Either way, the massive explosion not only cost many others their lives, but has also played on the collective psyches of Americans ever since. Graham's mass murder did not go unpunished. He received the same fate as his mother and the other passengers aboard the ill-fated airliner when he was executed in Colorado's gas chamber less than 2 years later. And now the chilling story of Jack Graham and his date with infamy.